Daglios. I hit the floor and began to slide toward the abyss. Croker grabbed me, and Lady hung on to him. Everybody else fell down, too. Catcher stopped cackling in mid-laugh. Torches scattered around, dropped. There was nothing for them to set on fire. Something fell from above. Something like little balls of glass or clear hailstones. Some shattered on impact, some bounced. They seemed to have nothing to do with anything, at first. The throne with the golem aboard shifted, tilted forward, until it was almost bottom up, a mouse's breath short of plunging into the red abyss. There was an incredible flash of white light. It blinded me momentarily. While I hugged the floor, Soulcatcher cursed someone in three voices and as many languages. Rips and cracks and barks tore the air as sorceries flew. More marbles pattered around me. I began to feel weak and sleepy. It occurred to me that shiny bits of glass were exactly what crows liked to carry around and maybe hoard up someplace so their boss could have them rain down when the passion took her. Soulcatcher had sprung her trap despite all. I grasped the standard and went fearlessly to sleep, happily sure there was no way Catcher would get off the plane. The shadows would get her. They would get everybody as soon as the sun went down. I couldn't sleep without ghost walking. The moment I slipped loose from my flesh, I ran out to try to tell One Eye or Sleepy or somebody what had happened. When I reached the Shadow Gate, I found everyone shaken by the earthquake, and One Eye already having worked out a pretty good idea of what had happened. He had the troops packing to run for Overlook. In fact, that was going on everywhere, as though every man out there had had the same notion at the same time. Nobody was in a positive frame of mind. It took hours to find Sleepy, even though Uncle Doge had taken her directly to the company he'd circled during the night. She was asleep when I found her, her disguise still good. I poked and prodded and nagged the best a ghost could do, and finally drew a response. I spent much of the day slowly getting a brief message across. It was nearly sunset when I passed through the Shadow Gate headed south. I was wrestling the temptation to run to Sari. I didn't want to be around her when the shadows discovered my flesh. I don't know what bizarre reasoning moved me. I was convinced that I needed to be inside my body when I died. I might become an eternally wandering spook if I didn't. I met Soulcatcher halfway down the road. She was headed north aboard Lady's horse at a hell-bent pace. Croker's steed galloped a length behind, running just as hard. Its rider had his face buried in the stallion's mane, but trailed wild golden hair that betrayed him. You can't have the woman you want go for her little sister? Willow, Willow, you let yourself be damned over some pussy. I jumped in front of the lead horse, sure I would be seen. My own horse had been able to see me. I would spook these guys. It saw me fine, and ran right through me. Evidently ghosts didn't scare the critters. I jumped up and tried to swat Willow as he charged past, you treacherous asshole. Somebody had to let her loose. How did she get to him? I continued southward, mood bleak because of my failure. The entire plain seemed to reverberate with Soulcatcher's laughter. She had won. After an age, she had won. She had put her sister down.